Worldview Update, bringing you closer to international or global news.
23 minutes after 6 in India, the government of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, led by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is facing a tough test in the state of Uttar Pradesh. It's a state with 200 million people. The state election, seen as an indication of how the BJP will do in the 2024 national elections. Meanwhile, it appears women of the Islamic faith who are in colleges in other states are being told they cannot wear their headscarves in class. Professor Elf Nielsen is a professor of sociology at the University of Pretoria. He's an expert on Indian politics, published a book on the subject. Professor, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Stephen.
How important is this election in Uttar Pradesh for the BJP?
It's extremely important. This is India's biggest state. It's widely seen as a barometer, if you will, of developments in politics nationally. And it is, of course, a state that has been ruled by the BJP, the governing party, at national level as well. For the past 5 years, it's been ruled by a quite hardline member of this party, a chief minister who's also a Hindu priest and who's considered a representative of a very militant form of Hindu nationalism. So this is a test of popularity, if you will, for the ruling party, and it's going to be very, very decisive and very, very interesting to follow indeed.
Is there a link between this election and what appears to be an attempt to stop young Muslim women from wearing headscarves while being educated?
I don't think there's a direct link between the election in Uttar Pradesh and what's going on in the southern Indian state of Karnataka. I do think there's a link between the ban on Muslim headscarves in Karnataka and the wider politics of the Hindu nationalist regime at national level in India, in the sense that that's a politics that has consistently stigmatized India's Muslim minority. And that's also what's going on in Karnataka and in its universities right now, where women are being banned from entering campuses and from attending classes if they wear the headscarf. What we're seeing here is an attempt to use a sort of liberal excuse to say that, well, we want to keep religious clothing out of schools and out of the campus, but that is not really a reasoning that stands any test of credibility, given that there are many other forms of clothing linked to religious affiliations, non-Muslim clothing that's allowed on campuses. So this is about victimizing and stigmatizing a minority that has been at the receiving end of the Modi regime's politics since 2014.
It's very interesting because in many democracies, the key issue is the economy. That doesn't seem to necessarily be the case in India. I understand, I mean, countries are different. But is the economy important at all after COVID-19 and after what's been quite a few economic, let me use the word, miscalculations by this party?
It's terribly important, actually. We have seen in Uttar Pradesh, the state which is headed towards elections, and in the neighboring state of Bihar, large-scale unrest, especially among young Indians and youth, typically graduates, in fact, who find that they have to compete with enormously large numbers of others for jobs that they are widely overqualified for. India is now in the throes of a deep recession. It has been for some time. That recession has developed under Modi's leadership since 2014. It was already happening before the pandemic hit, and it is now incredibly serious. And this manifests primarily in the form of an employment crisis. India's economy is just not generating jobs, which should ring familiar to many South African listeners this morning. And that is again translating into anger in the public sphere. It will be really interesting to see how much that impacts, particularly on the youth vote in Uttar Pradesh. Of course, India has a young population and youth voters are important. So it might have an impact on the outcome of the elections when the elections are finally over, yes.
Professor Elf Nielsen, thanks very much indeed. Professor of Sociology at the University of Pretoria. Do appreciate it. You're with SFM 28 off.